I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Kevin Birch. He's the co-chairman of Trucking Moves America Forward, a movement that is, celebrating 4 years. And in fact, 4 years ago this month, that movement was launched here at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Kevin, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
You know, it's hard to believe it's been 4 years.
It certainly has. And, you know, I've said it before. I think we were into this movement, if you will, 6 months into the initial beginning of it. And we had some people that said, what are you going to do if you fail? You know, there's always those people out
there. Right, right.
And if you do fail, how are you going to give the money back that you've collected? But I'm here to tell you my idea and was that we were halfway there to accomplishing our goal. Mm. We did get the $1 million that we wanted the first year. And you're right. It's 4 years kicked off right here at Matt's in Louisville.
Yeah. Tell us the mission statement of Trucking Moves America Forward.
Absolutely. Well, it's an image situation, and we wanted to make it so it was a broad brush of the whole industry because, you know, there's over 7 million of us that are in the trucking. And we wanted to include all the professional drivers, men and women, including all the other people that are involved in trucking. And in saying that, that opens the door, Eric, to the union, non-union, flatbed, reefers, dry van folks. And it doesn't matter, really, if you're hauling frozen food or if you're hauling rods of steel. They're all professional drivers that are hauling America's goods. And, you know, we had other people say it was like another fluff movement, just another thing that was to trying to get people's attention on trucking. But we wanted to include everybody on it. And sustainability, here it shows. We're here 4 years later. We don't say Trucking Moves America Forward too much. We say TMAF.
Yeah, right.
So the branding's happening.
Yeah, no joke. And that, in fact, I see that more and more. I mean, that's, again, a testament to, you know, what's everything that's behind it. The mascot, Safety Sammy, was unveiled at the GATT show in Dallas. And Sammy's been, in fact, all over the show here, hanging out at the Red Eye booth and also walking the floor here at the show. That's been a really great response to Safety Sammy.
You know, it was phenomenal. That came out of our weekly meetings that we had, calls from TMAF on the committee. And it's hard to believe that we never had a mascot. Mm. And I think we woke up one day saying, why not? You know, professional baseball, football, basketball, NASCAR, everybody's got the mascot, but guess what? Truckers don't. If you understand, too, we wanted to be, we had to be careful about branding so it didn't look like one of the OEMs, let's say. And,
right.
And that's why I go back, Eric, to what we said. We want to include everybody in this industry. And Safety Sammy is telling its story, and that's what we want to do. And I'll announce it here. We're working on another Safety Sammy that, because of the interest in this one, we need to develop it and have a little family. So we're going to have one that's a little bit smaller. It's going to have arms so we can reach out and shake hands with the young boys and girls.
Yeah.
And but we're going. This is the mainstay here. And the seed has been laid, and I tell you, in the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to find the benefits of Safety Sammy.
Right. What's next? We talk about 4 years. What? Where do we go from here with TMAF?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to continue to grow the brand, if you will, and telling our story. We're doing a lot of billboards, and in particular during the National Driver Appreciation Week. I just mentioned we're going to have a brother-sister type with Safety Sammy. And we're going to come out with a coloring book, a storybook, if you will, for kids. I mentioned here about a year ago, one of our committees, we had a meeting, and we wanted a centerpiece, and we wanted some truck-related things. So we sent the committee out to the store, if you will, to get some toy trucks. And guess what? They came back and said, we checked 3 places, can't find any.
Wow.
So what we want to try to do is continue to tell our story, and Safety Sammy's a good way to do it. So we're going to develop that.
Yeah. You know, I think it's a great idea because we think about, you know, I know being involved with Trucker Buddy, the idea, the mission statement with Trucker Buddy is, you know, introduce the trucking industry to these kids in these classrooms. You know, so the idea is that they learn a little bit about trucking, but also they have this correspondence with the driver. That Trucker Buddy, and maybe there's, again, that relationship that builds. But ultimately, also the benefit, one of the benefits is to have that, you know, that image of a truck driver, you know, kind of, you know, embedded in their mind in a positive way early on. And so this is, you know, an effort towards that, I have to believe.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And I tell you what, about 15 years ago this month, I was asked to speak at a high school to talk about the career day and opportunities. And 2 days before the event, the principal calls and he wanted to, I thought, confirm the event with the tractor trailer and the driver. And he said, Mr. Birch, I don't know quite how to say this, but we had a meeting last night and there was a lot of parents on the committee, which I was unaware of. And when they found out that Tool and Die and Trucking were going to be there, they asked if they could be pulled away from the program. They really didn't want that. They wanted financial and health care. Mm. So in saying that, I knew that we had a battle, Eric, 15 years ago, and that's been the driving force on this image, if you will. Now, conversely, this past month, I spoke to a high school with over 2,300 students. I was asked to come in to talk about other areas of employment for those students that did not want to go into a 2 or 4 year college program. So I guess my point is, I think the worm has turned. I think there's, there's 7 million, 3.5 million are drivers, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of other jobs that are connected with our industry, just like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story we have to tell. So I think that's going to resonate now. So
yeah, sure.
Through TMAF.
Absolutely. So if people want to get involved, I guess the average driver that's out there, maybe the smaller fleet that's out there that is not involved with TMAF at this point, I mean, how do they get involved? What's their participation? What are you guys asking of them?
You know, what I tell people, Eric, is to get on TruckingMovesAmerica.com and noodle. I'll use the word noodle. Go in there and just look at the things that we have in that website that is of interest to you, whether you're, like I said, a flatbed, maybe a wife at home that wants to, you know, tell her husband's story, what he does, mm-hmm. and find out how you can be involved in it. If you're a state association, we have just about every state that's involved in it. But if you want to go in there, just check our website out, and then there's ways to contact myself or other people are involved in it.
Yeah. Always great talking to you, Kevin. Just an awesome showing here at the Mid-America Show. I know we're going to touch base again as we get closer to the Dallas Truck Show and on the ground there in Dallas at GATS. Great talking to you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for the invite and for telling our story as well.
Appreciate it.